Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 50 says, Lord, you're my everything. Come on, make some noise if you're everything. Come on. Say, Lord.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. We hope that you have enjoyed your Juneteenth weekend. It is June the 20th, 2022, and you're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m., just 1 hour program. Gospel Gold is not just another music program, but is a program specifically designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. It is a one-hour internet video program where we come to you each week with the very best and achievements of our people have made in the gospel recording industry. Gospel Gold believes that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Africa is where it all began. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed upon these American shores, they came with their African rhythm, work songs, and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spirituals. From the spirituals came gospel music, then blues, then jazz, then rock and roll, then even the music that we have today. It all tells a story of a people who have been resilient, people who have overcome adversity on these American shores. It's rhythm that drives American music. The spirituals and by extension, gospel, blues, jazz, rock, ragtime, and rock and roll. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a one-hour program, but each week we come to you with information, articles, history about the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We celebrate Black history every Monday night right here on Gospel Gold. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Facebook page, you'll find more information about Gospel Gold. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. Also, you will find a link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All of our programs are archived. That means you can go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page at any time, find whatever program that you would like to hear. Click on that link, and it will take you directly to that program. You can also drop us a line or leave your comments on the Facebook page, or you can contact us at gospelgold@songwriter.net, gospelgold@songwriter.net. As we start our program every Monday night, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for a new edition of Gospel Gold. We pray that something played tonight, something said tonight, will inspire your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. We have a very interesting program for you tonight. I'm going to come back and introduce our program tonight. But first, here is Witness with Standard.
I know that my God will.
That was the group Witness with the song Standard. I hope you're listening to us tonight on a good listening device. We're coming to you in stereo tonight, so hope that you'll be able to hear us in a good listening device. If you would like to talk to us in the studio, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. This group Witness I just played. Witness comes out of Detroit, Michigan. It was originally formed as a quartet of women with Lisa Page Brooks, Tina Brooks, Yolanda Adams, Diane Campbell, and Marva White. The group was signed by the Tri-Scott label in 1986, where they produced their first debut album, Keep Looking Up, after which Wright departed the group. After the release of their fourth album, Mean What You Say, Tina Brooks and Yolanda Harris also left. In the years between Mean What You Say and the release of The Standard, Luann Stewart joined the group. Gospel singer Liz Lee also briefly joined before being replaced by Lisa's sister, Leah Page. After the release of A Song in the Night, Campbell and Stewart left the group. Detroit singers Ayanna Thomas and Candace Smith joined the group, for love is an action word, but subsequently left when it went on hiatus in 1999. Then Witness returned in 2003 for an appointed time album featuring Luann Stewart, and so also Tasha Page Lockhart, and the daughter of Lisa Page Brooks. This group, Witness, had been around starting around 1986, and you did not hear from them no more until probably around the early 90s, and then you didn't hear from them in a while. Don't know if they're still singing, but this was a very powerful group called Witness, a quartet group, and very few people have ever heard of this group. I want to play one more song from them before we move on. Here is Witness, and he'll be right there. You only hear it here on Gospel Go. Thank you. That was the group called Witness. One of the most recognized and prolific gospel singers that we had was Brother Jesse Dixon. Jesse Dixon was born March 12, 1938. Jesse Dixon was an African-American gospel singer, songwriter, pianist, with success among audiences across racial lines. He garnered 7 Grammy Award nominations during his career. Born in San Antonio, Texas, Dixon sang and played his first song at the age of 5. As a youngster, he moved to Chicago, where he was discovered by James Cleveland, one of the first artists to sing and record Jesse Dixon's composition. That song was God Can Do Anything But Fail and My God Can Make a Way. The organizers of the Newport Jazz Festival invited him to perform his new song, The Wicked Shall Cease from Troubling, at New York Radio Music Hall in 1972. After that performance, Dixon and the Jesse Dixon Singers were requested to do 4 encores. Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel fame was in the audience and invited Dixon to share the stage with him as lead vocalist on NBC TV's Saturday Night Live. Dixon found himself touring with Simon across the United States, France, Canada, Scandinavia, Israel, and Japan. Dixon's affiliation with Simon lasted 8 years, during which time he recorded 2 albums, Paul Simon in Concert, Live, 1974, Still Crazy After All These Years, 1975, both of which sold 1 million copies. A later collaboration with Simon took place for Wartime Prayers, a song that appeared on Paul Simon's 2006 surprise album. I wanted to bring to the forefront this great man of the gospel, Brother Jesse Dixon. First, we're going to listen to one of his earlier recordings, and we're going to come back and hear and talk more about him. Jesse Dixon, And I Still Have a Long Way to Go.
I've had some mountains to climb. Didn't think I could, but I crossed. Some battles I won, and some I lost. All the time, I was trying to keep God's commandments down here below. That's all I was trying to do. There's an ill way down in my soul. It's better felt than can ever be told. I've come a long way, but I'm still got a long way to go. Oh, yeah. You see, I've had
many a rock
and roll. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
do for the Lord.
Bill and Gloria Gaither invited Jesse Dixon to sing at a homecoming videotaping. Dixon was a favorite on the series, and he has traveled all over the United States and abroad, surprising gospel audiences with his stirring performances of It's a Highway to Heaven, Operator, Leaving on My Mind, Blood Bought Church, The Wicked Shall Cease Their Troubling, Lord, Prepare Me to Be a Sanctuary, and I Am Redeemed. Dixon performed in the show Black Nativity with the Jesse Dixon Theater Group, Spring House Records in 2005. The Best of Jesse Dixon was also recorded. Musicians whom he worked with included Paul Simon, Andre Crouch, DeGarmo and Key, and most recently, Bill Gaither in the Homecoming series of concerts. He wrote songs for Amy Grant, Natalie Cole, Cher, and Diana Ross. Jesse Dixon was an ordained minister with Calvary Missions International Church of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Jesse Dixon passed on September the 26th, 2011. We're going to play two more songs from Brother Jesse Dixon. Lord, Prepare Me to Be a Sanctuary. And of course, our theme song for the night, Where the Wicked Shall Cease from Troubling. Brother Jesse Dixon.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. I don't know how you feel, but would you just raise your lights and sing it along with me now? Lord, prepare me to be your sanctuary. Oh yeah, pure and holy.
Lord, you know.
Jesse Dixon, powerful, powerful voice in the gospel field. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about a program coming on tomorrow night on the timeforawakening.com website. Go there. In the search portal, type in Black Reality Think Tank. Black Reality Think Tank. Go there, and there's a program coming on tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, talking about all of the pertinent things that are going on in the African-American community. It's a great program hosted by Dr. William Rogers. Tune in tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Go to the timeforawakening.com website. In the search portal, type in the Black Reality Think Tank, or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank Facebook page and find the link for the program tomorrow night. You'll be glad that you did. Here's Tim White, As Good As God Has Been to Me.
As good as God's been to me, can't afford not to praise His name. As good as God's been to me, I'm gonna give Him the highest praise. As good as God's been to me, I can't afford not praise. I gotta praise His name. Oh Lord, I owe You, Lord, I owe You the praise, Lord. Good as God, good as God, good as God. Good as it's been to me, I promise to give Him. I'm gonna give Him. I gotta give Him. I wanna give Him the highest praise. Jesus, I don't know where I would be today. I messed up so many times, but He still made a way. Time and time again, He opened doors I didn't deserve. He's never let me down. I gotta give
Gospel Gold is brought to you by Faith That Lives Ministry and great listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the dollar sign and the words Gospel Gold, one word, two G's, a capital, Gospel Gold 22. Gospel Gold 22. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Another musician or gospel artist I wanted to bring to our attention before we leave tonight is Pastor John Tillery. Pastor John Tillery is the founder and senior pastor of Free Worship Ministries in Southern Maryland. Free Worship Ministries is an emerging church where God is moving in the prophetic, miraculous, and deliverance power. After serving over 40 years in the music industry since the age of six, Pastor John answered God's call to establish a new church in Culver County, Maryland, focusing on spiritual health of the community, restoring families and relationships, building character in our youth, and providing support services for the elderly. Pastor John is a notable worship leader, singer, songwriter, and producer, earning many awards, including three Stellar Award nominations, considered for two Grammy Award and one BET Award. He is the winner of the InSound Music Award of 2002. Pastor John is married to his wife, the lady Kathleena Tillery. I wanted to bring him to the forefront tonight just for a little while. God is still on the throne.
Oh,
Well, church, it looks like our time is about up. I thank you for yours. Don't forget to join us next week, next Monday night, 9 p.m., for another new edition of Gospel Gold. Have a great week, and keep on giving God the praise. We're going home tonight with Tim White and Grace. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold.
If anybody asks you how I made it, tell them by the grace of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
My heart.